Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
1 man to beat 10. He's gone!
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Paid a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Center zoning into the end zone. Touchdown!
The people have spoken, and one score stands above the rest. Here is your TD of the week. The Miami Dolphins.
Fourth and goal. Looks like they're bringing Sanders out.
Fake.
They're going to fake this thing. The Dolphins have players spread all over the field. Five to the left, four to the right. They run it. They throw a touchdown. Unbelievable.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was the trick play that caused jaws to drop all over the country when we saw Matt Hawk, the punter slash holder for the Miami Dolphins, throw a touchdown pass to Jason Sanders as they broke out of field goal formation, faked it, and scored one of the coolest touchdowns you may ever see. Plus, it's the Dolphins, and they've been the hard luck losers all season. So, Jimmy Cifolo, Dolphins Radio Network, an overwhelming choice by you, the fans, for TD of the week. Though there were some cool other options, like Deshaun Watson catching a touchdown pass, James Washington with one hand, Cortland Sutton from Drew Lock. I mean, there are all kinds of good ones. We always appreciate you voting in our polls, After Hours, CBS on Twitter, and also on our Facebook page. And right now we're asking you, of the experienced head coaches who could be available, who would you want your team to hire? Ron Rivera is one of the options because the Panthers dismissed him on Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Travis Hancock is getting ready to host the Mac Attack Morning Show on WFNZ, our Charlotte affiliate. So what's your reaction, Travis, to Ron Rivera being let go with a month left in the regular season?
Good morning, Amy. I was a little surprised at the timing of it yesterday because we had heard previously that they were not going to make that decision till the end of the season. Then Ron meets the media on Monday, and he's fired on Tuesday. So it was sort of not shocking that he was let go, but sort of surprising yesterday that it happened on a Tuesday. But certainly it just felt like it was time. I've been a huge Ron Rivera supporter. He's a great person as a whole. But I was, it was just felt like sort of like Andy Reid in Philadelphia when it just became time to go. You got that sense. But certainly yesterday, I didn't think it was going to happen after he met the media Monday.
Yeah, so David Tepper kind of gives us his reasons why. And I respect him for saying that if he's going to go ahead and start investigating and auditioning other potential candidates, that he wants to do it up front and doesn't want to do it behind Ron Rivera's back. How do you feel about Perry Fuel and some of the other changes that he made as you hear the owner talk about how these are guys that he could consider moving forward?
Yeah, I think he's just trying to say the right things while the search goes. I don't think Perry Fuel will be a viable candidate, although he does have ties to the area. He's from here and certainly has experience in the league. I don't think Perry Fuel is the guy. I think he's either going to look for one of the top-tier assistant coaches, like a Greg Roman in Baltimore. Brian Daboll in Buffalo is a guy's name that we have heard. And if he goes the previous head coach route, certainly Mike McCarthy would be a name. And there is ties, I don't know if direct ties, but David Tepper from Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy also from Pittsburgh, and spent his whole youth there, worked there for a long time in terms of non-football jobs. So there's a Pittsburgh connection between Mike McCarthy and David Tepper. How deep does that go? I don't know, but it's certainly something to monitor here.
So from your opinion or from your perspective, Travis, what type of coach do you think is the best fit? Forget who might be connected, but what do you think the Panthers need as a head coach?
Well, since they've been around since 1995, there's no offensive coach that they've had. No one with an offensive background, from Dom Capers to George Seifert, to John Fox, to Ron Rivera. They're all defensive coaches. So I think it's time with Christian McCaffrey back there. We'll see about the future of Cam, but certainly a lot of times you go opposite of what you had in coaching. They need an offensive guy, whether that's a guy currently in the league. A guy like Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma is dynamic. Joe Brady at LSU, the assistant coach. Someone that has a dynamic offensive mind is what this franchise has never had. So I think offense has to be the way to go on this hire.
Travis Hancock from our Charlotte affiliate, WFNZ in Charlotte, reacting to Ron Rivera getting fired by the Panthers. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So, Travis, how does this impact Cam Newton?
Yeah, that's the $19 million question. we're still trying to – I thought around midseason that there was no way from what I was hearing and all that reading the tea leaves that it was over for Cam in Carolina. But then Kyle Allen struggles. Ron Rivera goes, so it's so up in the air with him. I don't know if he would have anything beyond one more year, but if they bring Cam back for one more year, certainly that seems on the table now. And Greg Roman, who did so much great work with Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco,
right.
If Cam was going to be a long-term guy, if say they were going – the injury is so up in the air still with him and his body, but if Cam was going to be a long-term guy – certainly Greg Roman would fit the bill as a guy that could maximize the most out of Cam. But it's such an odd time because if Cam's only here for 1 year, you can't hire a coach just off of 1 year of Cam. So it's a very tricky situation to try to figure out who fits best for not only the team, but not knowing Cam's status. It's a little hard to figure out which direction they're going to go in.
Greg Roman, of course, being the offensive coordinator in Baltimore right now, who's having such great success in his early tenure with Lamar Jackson. Travis, what is the consensus, though, among Panthers fans, or what are you hearing from Panthers fans about Cam Newton, whether or not they'd like him back?
Oh, it's that's what we spend about 4 hours a day discussing. there's certain factions, and a lot of times it goes to the extreme of one. There are Cam defenders to the max, no matter what, that Cam is their guy. And then there's a lot of Cam haters on the complete other side. So we have to sort of try to balance it out in the middle here and try to keep it balanced, if you will. And it's a very delicate situation with Cam. I'm sort of in the mold of this. We look at it from the Panthers' point of view. Mm-hmm. Do the Panthers want Cam back? Will they bring him back? I also don't know if Cam's ready for a change as well. Does Cam want to go? And we see in the NFL now when guys, even under contract, want to go somewhere, well, they seem to find their way other places. So if you look at it from Cam's point of view, does he still want to be the quarterback of the Panthers? I don't have an answer for that, but certainly we have to look at it from both angles here, not just the Panthers bringing him back. Does Cam want to continue to be here going forward, or is he looking for a change, kind of like Ron Rivera needed a change, I think, sort of? Does Cam maybe need a change too? And that's the thing that we don't know the answer to it, but it certainly has to be asked.
Yeah, that's one of the major questions of the offseason, not just the Panthers, is what happens with Cam. But before I let you go, other than the quarterback conundrum, which is still kind of up in the air, what else has plagued the Panthers this year?
Well, certainly offense has been a problem. Defense has been a problem. Special teams has been a problem. Coaching. But besides that, it's all good here, Amy.
Funny.
The defense completely letting them down this year has been the issue, because that's a Ron Rivera staple. When you think of the Panthers, you think of running the football, you think of a defensive team from day one when the franchise started. And the fact that if Kyle Allen struggled, but the games were close and the defense kept them in it, and it was 12-10 and 14-10 and the defense looked good, then I think Ron Rivera would still be here. But the fact that the run defense has been so bad, and they almost got outrushed by 200 yards against the Redskins, the defense has completely failed this team as much as the other issues going on. So the defense being a problem is a reason why Ron Rivera got let go yesterday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.